This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Mark Levin tweeted that Biden has yet to answer a single question about the accused, him being accused of sexually assaulting Tara Reid by the media. And there are people that follow this kind of stuff, and they said there were zero inquiries from the mainstream leftist media of this particular issue. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Now, we've talked about this. And I've ridiculed the Me Too movement because they're a bunch of disingenuous shrew. I call them the hairy underarm crowd. I am a total feminist in the sense that I believe women should be free to be themselves in any way they want, however they choose. But don't think that you're not going to get judged. It's like a dude who's a gigolo, you know, or a philanderer. He gets judged harshly. Now, some people, that's cool. No, they make pimps out to be cool. I don't know of a pimp that's cool. When I talk about a pimp, I'm not talking about a cool guy. Don't misunderstand me. There are guys that are ladies' men. They've got it. A Brad Pitt, I guess, would be a ladies' man. But there's Angelina Jolie. Nobody would question Angelina Jolie and her choices. And they're like, she can choose whoever she wants. Whatever she does with her life is her life. If Angelina Jolie was a porn star, people would go, she must be making a lot of money because she's gorgeous, you know, whatever. But, so this idea that women can't be, I'm a total feminist. I love seeing female CEOs and women in power and things like that. Love it. When I dated girls, the first thing I would tell them is you can be whatever you want to be and I'm going to do whatever I can to help. You want to start a business? I'll hook you up with my friend that knows this and yada yada. I'd patronize their business, whatever. Anything to help. Go be powerful. Nothing wrong with that. But also, be feminine. Nothing wrong with that either. In fact, it's very sexy. Men love it. Anyway, Levin tweets this thing about sexual assault of Tara Reid, and he's so right. The Me Too movement abandoned Tara Reid. It's no longer, I believe her, I'm with her, and so on and so forth. The way they were with Donald Trump and with Kavanaugh. And so we found this clip from Jon Stewart on Biden back in 2015. And I wanted to play this because it's no secret that Biden is a creepy dude. And Democrats, libertarians, youngsters all recognize it, and this is from 2015. Now, a lot of it was laugh track and other stuff, so we cut it, but essentially, this was the gist of it.
Brings us to our newest segment, Joe Biden, you only have one job. As vice president, your mission is simple. You show up.
It's barely a Senate rite of passage. You're not officially sworn in until Delaware Joe has felt up one female member of your immediately family.
So what Stewart very clumsily said, because he was reading from a teleprompter, is that you can't become a member of the Senate, the Delaware Senate, until Joe Biden has felt up one member of your immediate family. And he shows Joe Biden sexually abusing, so to speak, the wife of a guy being sworn in. The Democrats know what Joe Biden is all about, and they're going to try to ignore it. So I'll ask you this. Do you believe that the president will bring up Tara Reid during the debate? Do you think that he's going to ignore this issue? I don't have an answer for this, honestly. I haven't thought about it as a strategist in terms of what I do. Well, I shouldn't say I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought about it deeply because do you just let Biden cruise along and do his stupid stuff, or do you actually bring this stuff up? Do you call to the attention of women that, I would run an ad that showed Biden smelling these women's hair, all the accusations and the silence of the Me Too movement about this. By the way, everybody accusing Biden of this are Democrats. the woman he felt that he went behind her somewhere, I think it was New Mexico or Arizona, that said he creeped her out. Latina woman, Democrat. And I'm not talking about some obscure chick, some, you know, a Kobe Bryant deal where it was the maid at the hotel. I'm talking about a woman who was rising in the party, you know, doing good things. And that was what this, I don't remember her name. You guys want to look it up, but I don't remember her name. My producer's like, say her name. I don't know her name. All right, say it. Or Tara Reid, Democrat working on the campaign. These are not people, figments of people's imagination. And so here we are, you know, trying to figure this whole thing out. And I pretty much have it down. Biden did it. He's a creeper. I would not let my daughter anywhere near this guy, especially if your daughter is 14 or older. I wouldn't let her anywhere near this guy. And the Democrats know this. But Pelosi gets asked about Biden, and here's what she has to say.
A final question on a different issue. As you know, there was an accusation of misconduct against Joe Biden. He has publicly denied it. He is the Democratic nominee. Are you satisfied with his answer?
Yes, I am. I'm very much involved in this issue. I always want to give the opportunity that women deserve to be heard. I am satisfied with his answer, yes.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, making time for us here. We're coming up against the end of our hour. I really appreciate you joining me.
It sounds to me like Nancy Pelosi is saying Joe Biden is a woman. I'm always happy, or was it, I always want to give women the opportunity to be heard. Yes, I'm satisfied with his answer. Talk about a misuse of pronouns. She's not giving Tara Reid the opportunity to be heard. That's the whole point of it. I just want you to understand, don't think that the Me Too movement is not noticing the duplicitous nature of their leaders. These are the people that they bet on. Donald Trump has more respect for women than all, in his little finger, than all the Democrat leadership combined. All of them. Don't get it twisted. And this is now starting to come out. People are now starting to recognize, wait a minute, Donald Trump is actually the better candidate for women. Don't even get me started with what his daughter's done for women. Ivanka is pretty much a liberal. I forgive her because she's been raised by her dad and she's got lots of conservative things. But Ivanka Trump is a moderate at best. But what she's done for women has been amazing. I don't think we should make special concessions for based on gender. But I've been a man my whole life, so I have to defer. But it's pretty simple to me. Treat everybody like you want to be treated. Isn't that the golden rule? That makes it easy. Be careful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh boy, Michael Cohen, out of prison. Released from prison, they say, because of COVID-19. You believe that? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Author of Race Pimping. This is Cohen pimping right here. Released from prison because of COVID-19. Michael Avenatti released from prison using COVID-19 as a reason. Paul Manafort, 71 years old, still in prison. Roger Stone, 67 years old, set to serve his prison time in 10 days regardless of COVID-19. In other words, if you are a leftist or somebody that went against the president, you can get out of prison or jail or whatever due to COVID-19, the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. But if you are a conservative, a Republican, anybody that stood up to the lies that were told about President Trump, well, guess what? So what? COVID-19's in jail. You just got to stay there. That's the deal. The man who Democrats wished would bring down Donald Trump is going to get out of prison. Michael Cohen knew where all the Trump bodies were buried, didn't he? His only problem, there were no bodies. But Democrats buried a lot of bodies in their attempt to overthrow Donald Trump, did they not? Yeah, maybe the party of lynching of Negroes hopes that this move of getting Cohen out of prison is going to save him. I'll touch on that here in a little bit. But here's what I can tell you. Democrats pinned their hopes to crush Trump on intimidation of Trump's former personal lawyer. I want you to think about this for a second. Comey's crooked FBI raided Cohen's office. I want you to understand a guy who's never, you know, he's, I don't know what Cohen's role was. Didn't even know his name until it turned out we learned he was Donald Trump's personal attorney. And this is an ordinary dude. You are an ordinary person listening to this show. Next thing you know, FBI burst into your home or place of work and starts taking your computers and your files, and you're going, what's going on? That's what happened with Cohen. So you got these people out there that are just targeting anybody that's involved with Donald Trump, Michael Cohen being one of them. And they expected him, you know, they after using their Gestapo tactics, these leftist traitors actually coerced Cohen to turn on his former client. Now, remember, Cohen claimed that he could produce evidence of Trump's wrongdoing, kind of like Adam Schiff did when he said, I've got evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia. Well, whatever happened with that? The same thing that happened with Cohen. He produced nothing. Cohen tried to milk that as long as he could, hoping that something was going to save him. And maybe he was thinking Donald Trump was, and Trump just said, look, if Cohen's got dirt on me, have him give it to you. Go ahead. Let him produce it. Same with Schiff. The president periodically reminds people, hey, didn't he say he had proof of my collusion with Russia? Oh, Kevin, we're beyond that. He's been impeached. Yeah, he's been exonerated from impeachment. That's what happened. He has not been impeached. He was tried for impeachment and he won. So Cohen, ironically, can thank the Chinese for his release. I'm glad it wasn't the Russians, the Russian Wuhan virus, or Russian Moscow virus, or Russian Siberian virus, because then he would have to thank the Russians for it. But no, he's got the Chinese to thank. So, yep, he's going to get out of prison early. I'm reading this at Axiom Strategies wrote this. It was a Fox News deal. They says Cohen will spend 14 days in quarantine inside of New York's Otisville Federal Correctional Institution, then released to home confinement. Multiple reports said he'll be allowed to serve the remainder of his 3-year sentence at home. Cohen, 53, transferred to a special housing unit, a disciplinary section of the prison, after having a verbal altercation with another inmate. Who once they wrote this. Cohen, who once famously claimed he was willing to take a bullet for Trump before later turning against his boss, including during national televised testimony in February of 2019, he pled guilty in 2018 to, get this, campaign finance violations, tax evasion, and lying to Congress about Trump's past dealings in Russia. What? I keep coming back to this. What did he? Why did Cohen do any of this? Let me just go ahead and tell you. Perjury trap. What Cohen should have done is said, you've confiscated all my records. If you can link me in any way negatively with any of this stuff, good luck. But I'm not saying a word to any of you until I'm sitting in front of, it better be televised. I'm going to be sitting in front of a jury that can understand that this is a witch hunt. This is a guy that never should have served a day in prison. Unbelievable. I don't have any issue with Michael. I don't have pros, cons, nothing. No, I don't know enough about this man to say grace over. But I do know this. He got railroaded. And I'm going to bet you Cohen's going to pull a Michael Flynn and he's going to ask to be completely exonerated because the FBI had no reason to investigate him in the first place. His only crime, as it is related to the Russians, was knowing Donald Trump. That's it. That's Manafort's only crime. That's Papadopoulos' only crime. And when John Durham swings the gavel of justice on the head of the leftists who attempted this coup against Donald Trump, I want to see all these guys, Papadopoulos, Manafort, every one of them that got anything, Papadopoulos got a slap on the wrist. I don't care. I want him to get his record cleared. I want him to get a crap load of money from Adam Schiff and all the people in those litany of lying scumbags on the left. All of them should have to pay that man money. America should never allow the FBI to intimidate people just because those people know the mark. And the mark in this case was Donald Trump. And that's exactly what the FBI did to Cohen, Papadopoulos, Manafort, Flynn, and probably many others. And I'm confident that soon the people who orchestrated this scheme to get Donald Trump will be front and center. And I know a lot of people listening to my program go, Kevin, we are waiting for this to happen. I know. I know you are. I know what you're looking for. No more tweets, though, folks, soon will be coming from John Brennan, will be coming from James Comey, will be coming from Hillary Clinton, James Clapper, Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, many others will soon see how the justice system works when it is applied honestly and ethically. Now, I don't believe Cohen's release is because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. That's what I wanted to get to. I think Democrats know the man's innocent. Further, they know what's coming from Durham and team. Better to soften Cohen up before any potential lawsuits by letting him serve the remainder of his time at home. And I hope Michael Cohen enjoys his freedom. And I hope one day he decides, you know what, it's time to speak about this. And I suspect after President Trump wins in November, Cohen's going to feel much more confident, much more comfortable that the swamp rats are gone, and we may get the real truth of how the FBI railroaded him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signing an executive order that limits immigration for at least 60 days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News what the executive order means.
Well, first, I want to emphasize that President Trump approached this in a very smart and measured way. This affects green card holders, not temporary workers. So hotels, for instance, landscapers, these types of jobs will not be affected. But what President Trump has said is this: we're at a time where the American worker must come first.
President Trump is mourning the loss of life in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
As more than 180 nations around the world battle the vicious coronavirus, we continue to mourn the precious souls who have been lost, so sadly lost, and so unnecessarily lost.
The president speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Death the sound in Missouri as protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan. I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back now.
The governor of Washington State is endorsing Joe Biden for president. The endorsement from Democratic Governor Jay Inslee comes as no surprise. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you follow President Trump, you learn that the man is practically psychic, or so it seems. If you were the layman and you were not listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, relying on just your own intellect and the things that you've been taught, you might think he's a psychic. And look, that's not a slam. I'm not telling you that you got to have me, but I'm telling you, I look at what the president does, and though I marvel at it, I tell myself all the time, Kevin, you would have done the same thing. You would have made that move. You want to know why? Because I am steeped in, soaked in, I have been marinated in logic and reason. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And that is why many of you are here. Oh, yes, I happen to be good-looking and have a voice that could melt butter. That's a joke. But I will tell you, you're here because we all put together a show where we want people to learn, but we want you to be entertained. We want you to have some fun. And when we finally get this show to where we're in a full-blown studio where we can bring everybody into the thing, I tell you, you're going to have a blast. Because what happens behind the scenes is actually sometimes funnier than what you hear. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Telling you, the president predicts stuff. He says it, and it happens. Go back and look. He'll say something like, "The stock market, it's going to go through the roof. It's going." And the next thing you know, stock market's through the roof. Yeah, he tells you, "Yeah, we're going to get a cure. You know, we got this chloroquine, and this stuff is working really well. Yeah, we'll get it through the FDA.
It'll take 12 to 18 months to get it through the FDA." Say the naysayers, and then the next thing you know, next week, hey, we've already started shipping out the cure.
Go back, look. I would tell you there's at least 10 glaring examples. Want me to start? Okay. Well, here's what I will tell you. The president really isn't a psychic. Here's the way you can look at this. Under Obama, truth and common sense took a holiday. You know the joke these days that common sense isn't so common. So when Donald Trump states the obvious, the public oohs and ahs over it. These are magic words. He's got wands now. He's got a magic wand. Remember, he saved Carrier. Now, those of us who haven't lost our ability to reason understand that Trump doesn't possess anything mythical or magical. He just does this. He does something very benign. He tells the truth. I tell my youngest son all the time, this kid, no matter what happens, I don't know. And I go, quit lying. He'll go, ugh, when he walks away from you, go, what was that about? Oh, I don't know. Really? So when I took away your game privileges and you went, ugh, it had nothing to do with your game privileges. I'm not sure. I don't think so. No. You know? And I go, dude, you do understand I know you're lying, right? Yeah. Look. Trump just gives you the unadulterated, unfiltered truth. And people can't handle this.
None of his handlers could stop his off-the-cuff comments. Mr. President, now please stay on the teleprompter. Oh, sure, sure. You know, then he goes, hey, if I go off the teleprompter, it'll be a big, beautiful thing. Or what about his infamous tweet? How many people, many of you, that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, yo, Kevin, I like what the president says. I just really wish he would stop with the tweeting. One of my good friends said that, Mike. I said, Mike, are you out of your mind? The tweeting is what made him president. The tweeting is the reason why we are winning. The off-the-cuff comments going off the teleprompter is the reason he endears people to him. Are you out of your mind? Out of your mind? That mind? They're like Robert Palmer. Might as well face it, you're addicted to truth. Do. Yeah. The lights are on, but you, oh, don't play. No, do not play it. They're playing it in my ear. You guys can't hear, but I can hear. Stop. Anyway, Donald Trump tells the truth, but it's not, there's no mystical, magical anything to it. Donald Trump spoke of Mexican malcontents doing bad things in America and leftists flipped out. How dare he attack the great Mexicans in the cartel, smuggling drugs and sex slaves to America? How dare he? America needs its drugs and its human trafficking. Oh, man, it's great. I want you to understand, common sense, we should close our borders and have people come through the legal way. Who would not want, people need opportunity. Okay, great. Can they come through legally? Who are you to try to make them come through legally? I don't know, a citizen who pays his taxes? But Trump forged on. Yeah, I know, in the face of having to defend protecting Americans from drug traffickers and human traffickers. They attack Trump for calling China out for ripping off the U.S. in trade deals. And they openly steal, China openly steals our intellectual property. Obama allowed for this because ripping off America under Obama became the new norm. And what Donald Trump said is, look, under my presidency, the ripping off of America is going to stop. This is, we are going to, everybody ready? MAGA, make America great again. And so it came to pass. Donald Trump starts building the wall that they said wouldn't be built. Well, Mexico's not building it. Oh, yeah, they are. So he started doing that. Then he started renegotiating trade deals. He clamped down on China. Why do you think China decided they were going to spread the Chinese Wuhan? We'll get them. Probably. I bet you. Yeah, look, I'm conspiracy here. There's nothing that proves this. I want to be very clear to the leftists that listen to the program. Kevin is spreading theory. No, Kevin is giving you his idea. But would it surprise you to learn that leftists like Adam Schiff were working with the Chinese to bring this stupid Wuhan virus over so it could crater the economy, so you could lose your job? So your 401k would go into triage. So you would have a heart attack when you looked at your statement for this quarter. Oh, my God. Because they literally want to torpedo this economy just because they want to get Trump. They couldn't get him before. The multitude of other times they tried. That's where we are. So anyway, Donald Trump's fighting for this country. Saying, look, You got to close our borders. You must work on trade deal. You must stop people from devaluing our currency. We must get a wrapper around our military. We got to get out of these wars. He came in and brought common sense. And practically everything this man did came to pass. Everything he said. I'm telling you, it's hard to find a prediction he made that wasn't true. So you got these former open borders leftists who now go, you know, we should be monitoring the border more closely. And these same clowns now understand why Donald Trump spoke so tough against China. So welcome, clowns. You are now getting to lose the label and leave that over for the people that want to stay on the Barack Obama side of the island. You know, the dumb side of the island. Well, now the president's made another prediction, something I predicted on this very radio show. And here's what the New York Post said about it. President Trump predicted that Nervous Nancy will be overthrown after the speaker appeared on Fox News and criticized his weak leadership during the coronavirus crisis. Nervous Nancy is an inherently dumb person. She wasted all of her time on the impeachment hoax. She will be overthrown either by inside or out, just like her last time as speaker, the president tweeted on Sunday. Fox, Wallace at Fox News are on a bad path. Watch. He linked to the tweet from a Republican Party that accused Pelosi of playing politics by holding up a refunding a loan program for small businesses, a PPP. I'm sure you guys heard about this. We put in for our stuff through my bank, two different businesses, and we put in for ours, and they sent me a note. Bank of America said, hey, Mr. Jackson, you do realize that there's no funding. You know, you got in a little late, and there's no funding. And so did my other bank at Chase for my other business. They said, yeah, sorry, dude. So I can't get anything until either the next round comes. But guess what? Pelosi wants DACA for all the illegals, you know, all the DACA recipients. She wants them all. She's putting in all this pork, if you will. It says, in order for us to comply with the president and saving businesses and jobs and things like this, we're going to, again, lace this thing with pork. Remember, they gave $25 million to the Met, and they gave themselves raises in Congress and all this while they forced through the first bill. Now, personally, I would tell the president that I'm not signing another bill that is not directly related to this and stop it. I hope he has the balls to do this. I don't know if he does. This is where I'm starting to part with him. They can do it one time, and you say, look, we had to get some money out into the general population. But if you let him do it a second time, you're the clown. So I hope he doesn't do it. I hope he doesn't fall for it. But what I want to get back to is this. He predicts Pelosi will be gone. The man makes good predictions. I said Pelosi's going to lose her speakership, not because of internal turmoil. She's going to lose her speakership this time because Democrats that have now said we're sick of what's going on with Pelosi are going to vote Republicans into office, and probably Kevin McCarthy will be the speaker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys have heard me talking about, what's his name? Chris Cuomo? Fredo? Fredo Cuomo for quite some time. And the level of desperation that I sense from Fredo Cuomo. So here's what he did. He says, I got the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan. And I got to now sequester myself in my basement. I'm going to be doing my show from the bunker. And total publicity stunt. He's doing interviews. The dude looks like he's as healthy as a horse. And we're supposed to be all panicked over how bad this disease is. I mean, I'm expecting to see the dude, you know, looking like one of those little kids that ages, you know, what do they call it? Where the kid, like, they're 13 years old and they're like, they look like the 84 progeny or whatever. I don't know. But I expect him to look bad. He doesn't look bad. He looks like a regular dude at his house doing his stuff. And then he reports, my wife now has it. Oh, my gosh, you know.
And he's doing reports with his brother, and he's trying to promote Andrew Cuomo, the governor, and he's talking about, you know, you're going to run for president and how great of a job you're doing in New York and all this. And he's trying to set him, you know, set him up to where the president is not doing a good job, but his brother Andrew is, and New Yorkers. And I mean, it was all just contrived. And it's easy to see. It would be different if they were good at covering it. It's not. They're terrible at covering it. Covering it up, that is. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm Kevin Jackson. Explaining to you that the Democrats will use anything to try to make their star bigger. So while he's in lockdown, Fredo, he has a catharsis, and he does an interview with somebody. He says, you know, I don't understand it. And, you know, I don't even like my job, and I feel like I'm speaking to, you know, an echo chamber, whatever. He went off and said, you know, effectively said, I need to just reevaluate my whole life, yada, yada, yada. Again, dramatics, a reality TV show. That's what all these people are doing. It's a reality TV show. What can I do? I will tell you, people tell me all the time, Kevin, you could do so much. You could be bigger if you did this, that. And I go, man, I don't even care. I don't even care. If we can't do this organically through what we do every day, me being me, I'm not going to, hey, listen, guys, I'm over here hanging out with The Rock, or I'm over here with Kevin Hart, I'm over here with so-and-so. If I'm hanging with The Rock, you may never know it. If I'm hanging with Kevin Hart, you may never know it. Now, we're going to try to get better, because I think some of that stuff is cool. Here's what I'm telling you. If I'm hanging with The Rock, and we're just yakking it, you know, yucking it up, and somebody captures it, and they say, yeah, man, I was hanging with The Rock, and we did such and such, and it was really funny, and somebody posted this video. I'll do stuff like that. But I'm not going to go, hey, listen, I'm going to be hanging with The Rock. There's no way I'm going to try to generate publicity on the things that I do. And I'm going to tell you right now, God is my witness. I do some cool stuff. I do some cool stuff. And some of it, I do want to share. And we will. We're figuring that out. But I do some cool stuff. Oh, my gosh. And it's all inside here. It's all in my little brain. You know, things that I've done, not shared. I got pictures with people hanging out. I'm not standing up going, hey, look at me taking this picture. This guy doesn't know me, like creeping into a camera shot. I'm talking about knowing people, getting to hang out with them, getting to know them, really understanding them, and more to come, right? So we're going to figure that out. But we're not publicity seekers here. You either like what we do and you support it, or you don't. And you know what? As much as I would love for you guys to support it, teapartycommunity.org, festiflix.com. Don't come on there and complain. It's me trying to figure it out. And you know what we need? We need millions of you. We need millions of you listening to this program. We need millions of you on Festiflix, kicking the tires and saying, Kevin, we support what you're doing because we get the long-range picture. If I was a leftist, people would be throwing. I wouldn't even have to do anything. People would be going, oh, man, you got to follow Kevin. But the conservatives, we go, we got better things to do. And I'll be honest with you, you do. You got better things to do. But when we're fighting a war, sometimes we have to stop and go, you know what? I do have better things to do. I will always have better things to do. But I'm going to do this because it's necessary. So that's what we're talking about. Anyway, back to Cuomo. So Cuomo's a promoter. He's sick. And he shows his big house in the Hamptons. He's in a basement. You would think the dude is starving to death. He's gained 10 pounds. He looks like he's been with, I bet a personal trainer comes to his house and trains him. I bet he does. And his wife gets it. I'm concerned about my wife getting it. His wife gets it. I'm not even kidding. Look back on when she got it. And he comes up the stairs. I want to play this clip. Because now he's coming. He's emerging out of the basement for the first time. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. Because that's a lie. And he's dapping his wife and his kids. And one of the kids is doing the camera. And he's down there waiting. And he's going to make a spectacle of him coming from the basement. He's no longer a troll. He's no longer contagious. And he can rejoin the family. And here's the clip of Cuomo re-entering the world.
All right, here is the official re-entry from the basement, cleared by CDC. A little sweaty, just worked out, happens. this is what I've been dreaming of, literally for weeks. My wife, she was cleared by the CDC. She doesn't have fever. She doesn't have the symptoms anymore. More than 7 days from her quarantine. We're still a little scared, so I'll just give you one of these. 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 Bella has, of course, taken the video. This is the dream, just to be back up here doing normal things.
So here's the dream. He's reemerged, and he's with his family, and I don't know, I swear, go look at the number of days from when this, he said he had it, then his wife supposedly had it, and now everybody's good to go. And he was concerned everybody was going to get it. His wife supposedly got it, and you should see the video. She looks like she's in makeup, and she's ready to model. Kids don't seem afraid. Nothing seems changed because, let me just explain to you folks, in case you missed it on the Kevin Jackson Show, nothing had changed. Not a thing. It's all a hoax. I played a clip earlier of people talking about, you know, they've fudged the number of people that have this disease, therefore, versus the number of people who die. It's exponentially more people that have it. They have it and it's mild. I swear to you, I believe three of my family members have had this, and we didn't even know. I think I had it and didn't know. So Cuomo reenters the world, and I love how he says the official reentry. You want to know why he says it's the official reentry? Because he doesn't want you to know about the other official reentry. Did you read the story where Cuomo got into it with a biker? I'm not talking about the one from a year or two ago. I'm talking about in the last week. Cuomo was out going from one location in the Hamptons to another, and he got into it with some motorist. So he's been out. He's got the so-called dreaded virus, and he's been out. But he says, no, this is the official reentry, and you should see it. He's standing on the stairwell. Well, his kid is filming, and he starts walking up, and you heard the rest. I'm afraid for him, so I'm just going to give dap, use some dap, use some dap. And he fake kisses his wife, use some dap, use some dap. Lying scumbag is what he is. And he says, I've been dreaming of this for weeks. What did I just tell you? He's been out of his basement. He makes it appear as though he's been down there. They've, you know, opened the door. They slide food underneath like he's a prisoner. And, oh, my gosh, now I'm back into the free world. And he's doing this on CNN. This is how he reemerged, supposedly, into the world on his show. I'd love to see the ratings. I haven't looked at a rating for any of the late night hacks of the CNN people. I can't imagine how bad it is. Skyping in interviews, all the technical difficulties of that. These people supposedly not being able to put on makeup and do themselves upright. And you know, I mean, there's just all these other issues. I can only imagine what's going on there. Anyway, I don't know what your thoughts are about this. I just find, why can't they just be real? Why can't Cuomo say, you know, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't as concerned about this, so I had to go to my brother's house, and I got out of the house, I put my mask on, and this, I had some joker, you know, see me in the car, and he's like, what are you doing out? I don't know what the guy said, to be honest with you, but I would venture to say, if you're in New York, and you see the CNN guy talking about how he's sequestered in his basement, and you see him in his car, and you go, hey, what, you got the virus, why aren't you in your freaking basement, dude? You know, I would venture something like that might occur. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.